Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Have a holidays from the N4G Radio. It's time for another week. And we are here with some peoples. And back this week, we have GambusCon.
Greetings, hey. Programs.
Gambus, you weren't here last week to hear John just rip a new hole in the Tron game.
I know. I listened to a little bit of last week's episode.
Did you cry?
I was a little bit disappointed. I was like, you know, I was hoping that the movie about video games would actually have a good game.
Yeah, I was a bit gutted as well, mate.
And with us we have the Wombat. Maybe. Do we have
Is he gonna pull that crap again where he he waits 20 minutes before he does that?
What's that? Sorry, my headset cut out. So if you said something to me, I didn't hear it.
I said, we also have the Wombat.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm here.
Oh, that was good. I like that. Oh, this is how we make our podcast 2 hours. Wombat just gives some dead silence.
Some dead
professional.
And also with us, we have the Frustrated Fury.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Damn, gonna be a Coke jinx.
And finally, we have Mr. Whitehouse.
Watto, chaps.
Watto. Hey. Like the dude from Star Wars, Watto?
Oh, yeah, could well be.
Yeah. Snap. Wow. Alright, so imagine we got some games to talk about, some giggity games. So, Mr. Khan, since you weren't here last week, what have you been fondling?
Not a whole lot. Well, I did pick back up Dragon Quest IX for the Nintendo DS.
Dragon Quest IX. Want
to win your fantasy match of this week? Some more Dragon Quest IX, I know. Quite epic.
Good lord.
And I also played a little bit more of Naruto Shippuden, Naruto versus Sasuke for the Nintendo DS.
What?
Yeah. Exactly. You could read a review on ztgamedomain.com. Yep, it was alright.
Is that right?
Not too shabby. The more I played it, the more it kind of grew on me. At first I thought it was like sucky, but then it became less sucky.
Slightly less sucky.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good
always
game.
Always a sign of a quality game. Slightly less sucky.
Yeah, the more I play it.
Yeah, it's 2D action platformer. Kind of like how like old NES games, how you would have the 2D platforming game made for a franchise. Kind of like that. And the other game that I played was Pac-Man Championship Edition DX.
Yeah.
And what I have to say about this, freaking fantastic. It's a great game. I've always been a fan of the Championship Edition, and the DX version is, I'm not going to say it's superior, but it's definitely different. But at the same time, it mirrors to pretty much the same aesthetics as Championship edition, which is a good thing because I like the look of Championship.
Have they made a T-shirt with the blue ghost on it that says "Eat Me"?
I think they have. I'm pretty sure they have.
Damn, I thought I had a good idea.
I think I've seen a T-shirt with that on it.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
But actually, that's pretty much all I've been playing this past couple weeks. Actually,
the holiday season, and you're not playing anything but Naruto and Pac-Man.
I know, depressing, isn't it?
I'm depressed. I don't even know if I can go on.
Let's just skip it.
Yeah, let's just get away from that. What the f*** is that?
It's the Eat Me shirt.
Oh, okay. Good God, man, that's not a URL. That's a paragraph. Anyway, so that's all you got, Gambus?
That's all I got, man.
Dude, that was 5 minutes. That wasn't even 5 minutes.
I know, man.
Somebody should get Roy Castle down here, because that's a fucking record breaker right there.
What are you playing this week, maybe?
Let me think here. Does Mario for the Wii, the anniversary game, come out this week?
That's a good question. We stopped doing new releases because the only thing left coming out was, like, crap.
Well, the All-Stars.
The one with Super Mario 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
Ships on the 12th, so next week.
Okay, well, that'll probably be the next purchase right there.
Purchase?
I was going to get Tron Legacy, Evolution, but,
Don't do it! Don't!
It's called Tron Evolution?
Yeah.
Okay. Yogi Bear comes out this week.
Really?
You know what's exciting is when you look at the new release list and you can actually see Marvel vs. Capcom 3 on it?
Yes. I actually put money down on it already.
Oh, yeah?
You can see what on it?
Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, yeah.
When does that come out?
December 15th. I'm sorry, February 15th.
I was
going to say. You try to get me excited.
I tried to give you a heart attack so you get an achievement. Alright, well, shit, Gambus. You've thrown off my flow.
Sorry about that.
Some bitch. So I'm going to have to move on to Frustrated Fury.
Okay, well, I can get the flow back going. Get the juices flowing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Gross.
But, yeah. Out of how it's done. But anyway, let's see here. Played a lot more Undead Nightmare. I want to say I'm pretty much close to being done with that game. I made it to Mexico. I've been doing a lot of missions in Mexico. That game's awesome. It gets a little frustrating because you're going to run into like a bunch of towns that you have to like kill so many zombies before the town's saved. And, like, you'll get to some towns that just friggin', it's like a capital, and you have to, like, kill at least, like, 100 zombies before the town can be saved. And it's just, it kind of gets difficult. You'll end up just running away from the zombies, and then turning, and then going into Deadeye mode, and then shooting them in the head, because you have to hit them in the head. Now, you do get, like, an explosive rifle and, a blunderbuss, which is actually really cool, because the blunderbuss, it kills zombies in one hit, no matter where you shoot them, and they explode. And you don't necessarily run out of ammo, because when you kill a zombie, you can search their body and get their body parts, and you just shove the body parts inside the blunderbuss.
Your mom's a blunderbuss.
And then you shoot them with that.
She's always shoving body parts in there.
Oh my god!
That's nasty.
But, yeah, Undead Nightmare is actually really cool. I got another Horse of the Apocalypse. I got Famine.
Your mom's a Horse of the Apocalypse.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man, come on.
But
his mom can only be so many things.
That's not necessarily true.
Multitasker. But yeah, I played a lot on Undead Nightmare. I want to finish it today, probably. I'm going to try my best to. Also played Death Spank, Thongs of Virtue on the PC. Yeah, that's Death Spank. Period. That's all you need to know. You like, hey, do you really like doing fetch quests? Fucking play Death Spank, because that is what you're gonna do.
Hey, you can play Epic Mickey too.
Oh, oh man, snap!
Go ahead.
I don't know. It's just like I'm actually trying to play it with a mouse and keyboard this time instead of a controller, and I may have to go back to a controller. But I don't know. Like, I'm trying to train myself to play more PC games with, you know, a mouse and keyboard. But I I should have a review of that up sometime this week. And I mean, don't get me wrong, Death Spank's not a bad game. It's just, like I said, it's monotonous because you're doing the same thing over and over again. And, like, I don't know what sets it apart from, like, Torchlight, because I love Torchlight. And Torchlight is essentially the same game. It's just, I don't know. I really can't tell you what it is. I think Torchlight focuses more on getting loot constantly more than it is going and collecting a bunch of things and then bringing it back to a person. But anyway, yeah, Dustbank, Thongs of Virtue, it's long. I mean, it's a full-on game, but, you know, it's more of the same. Let's see. Oh, Rage Quit Radio played through Mega Man 1, 2, and 3, and I played through 3, and my roommate played through 1, and then our friend Joel played through the second one. And we did that little marathon. It took us about 3 hours, hour each.
Yeah, it ain't long.
No, they're not long. Plus, like, on Mega Man 1, we did the whole thing where if you hit select, it, like, if you hit a bad guy and then hit select, it, like,
hits them
reset.
Forever.
Yeah, it hits them forever. And so we kind of beat that game pretty easy. But, yeah, Mega Man, old school. Welcome to 1991. But, it's fun.
1991?
Yeah, Mega Man 3 was in 91, I believe.
Oh, well, Mega Man 3, but you were just talking about Mega Man 1.
1985,
yeah. 86? Yeah. Gotta go way back.
Well, yeah, how old were you in 85, Drew?
I was, born.
Okay, then you weren't playing Mega Man, son.
Yeah, but I played Mega Man 3, son.
Yeah, so did I when I was, like, 15.
Yeah, you
are 15.
Dude, you're 5 years older than me. What the fuck?
Actually, I was 12. I was close to 15. Shit, I'm old.
Anyway. But yeah, played that. It was fun. You know, we're going to do some more broadcasts and stuff like that. We got a lot of old school games. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the big game that I played that I don't think anybody's ever talked about on this podcast. And it's a game that I made out my list of the games of the year right now, and I had it pretty much set in stone. But now that I played this game, I'm going to have to change my list. Ooh. And that is Civilization V. I sat down and I bought it. I bought it for $19 on Amazon whenever they had the Black Friday deal. And I didn't even think it was going to run on my computer because I checked the minimum requirements. I was like, oh, crap, this isn't going to run with the crap on my computer. So I popped it in, and I know nothing about a Civilization game. The Civilization game I ever played was Civ Rev. So, and I'm not really a big fan of strategy games, but I sat down, I put it in, installed it, and I was like, okay, let's see what it'll do. So I clicked on it. It runs fine. I was like, you want to play the tutorial? I was like, yeah, sure. And so I think I accidentally clicked to start new game. But the game, like, it just kind of really helps you out. Like, it'll say, oh, this means this, this means this. And it's all just throughout the game. Like, I didn't really have to play a tutorial. I sat down. It was probably like 11 o'clock at night. And when I got done, I looked at the clock, and it was 1:30. And I was like, nice. Where the hell did this time go? And I have to say, Civilization is amazing. That game, it has opened me up to games that I probably have never would have played before.
Just don't expect them to be as good.
Well, that's true.
That's the unfortunate side of getting into a new genre by the way of the best game in the genre.
Uh-huh.
Is everything else. So, like, when I first got into StarCraft, I'm like, dude, I love strategy games. And then I played other ones. I'm like, oh, they suck.
But yeah, so, yeah, Civ, really great game. I mean, I can't really talk about it. I mean, it's... You start with settlers, and then you make a city, and then you go and make another city, and then these barbarians come. They want to try and fuck with you, and you're like, no. I mean, it's hard to explain, I mean, but it's really, really cool. Like, I think I went with Queen Elizabeth as my...
Yay!
And,
was that like a victory for all English kind? What the hell?
He knows which side his bread's buttered on.
Uh-huh. Wait till the Americans invade. Watch out!
Now, Genghis Khan was trying to do stuff on me.
Old Gambus Khan?
Yeah. But,
dude, he's got like a ton of followers. You better be careful.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he brought his army. I held him off. But it's actually, I love that game now, man. Seriously, like I can sit down and like you can just lose like 4 hours without even knowing it. And it's just, it's really, really good. And it's definitely going to be in my top 10 of this year.
Snap, just chisel.
Just in the small amount that I've played, it's going to be in my top 10. But other than that, I'm gonna trying to think. Nothing. Oh, wait. Reviewed Poker Night at the Inventory. Totally forgot about that.
Oh, yes.
That's a neat little game. I mean, it's Texas Hold'em. I mean, like, if you read my review, it's like not even a page. Because it's basically a Texas Hold'em poker game with a bunch of cartoony characters. And it's awesome. Like, the banter and everything about it is just, it's top notch, and it's actually funny. Like, you'll laugh while you're playing this game. Especially Tycho, because Tycho curses like a freaking sailor. And, like, they bleep it originally, but you can turn off the bleeps, and I mean, it's insane. Like, he does, like if he folds, he just says, fuck this shit. But it's actually really, really good. I did like it. You know, if you're looking for, you know, more of a more better poker game, I guess you'd say.
More better?
Yeah, more better. Because
and you write for my site?
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, and you edit my stuff and then leave typos in? Well, bam.
Snap.
But anyway.
Sure, you just got told.
I think I did just get told.
That's right.
I can't help it when I miss one of a thousand. Come on, man.
Whatever, dude. You told me about how you edit Killer Wolverine stuff.
I basically just rewrite it.
But, it's actually really good. I mean, the only problem is this just Texas Hold'em. There's no other game modes. There's no multiplayer, which I think they could have, you know, come on, they could have put at least some type of multiplayer in it. But
that's the patch down the road.
Oh, well, Telltale, I was about to say, if it's Valve, they may actually do that, but Telltale Games, I don't know. But, yeah. Poker Night at the Inventory, it's not bad. It's enjoyable.
It's only $5.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's like $5. I mean, that's, you can go to the store and buy a Coke and, you know, some potato chips, and it costs that.
You
so
have a Coke and a smile, shut the fuck
you
up.
You could have a smoking. A smile. Coke and a smile.
Wombat's thinking about that God and Joe.
Yeah, right.
But the only thing I like, I think that's about it as far as what I've been playing. No Dragon Age this week.
Oh.
I was kind of, I don't know, it was weird. Like, I had a lot of people at the house, like, every friggin' night. And, like, I don't know, like, when I want to play Dragon Age, it's going to be like a day where both my roommates are at work, and I want to sit down and, you know, kind of be by myself for a little while. But, I do want to play some more Dragon Age this week. I also want to finish Undead Nightmare, which hopefully I will do that today, later on today, which is Sunday. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, I'm probably going to jump into some more Civilization. I know I got a bunch of buddies who want to play some multiplayer with me. They'll probably kick my ass, because I know nothing about it. But, I don't know. I picked up the Kingdom Hearts game on the DS. I kind of want to play that, but I think I want to finish Birth by Sleep first. So I may actually try and jump into some Birth by Sleep Not too sure, though. I did give me a cable that I can plug into my TV so I can actually play my PSP games on my TV. So, yeah, I think that's about it.
Awesome. I want to flip over to Wombat just in case.
Cool. Well, I actually have new stuff to talk about this week.
Yay!
Yay, but let's get some old stuff out of the way first, because everybody loves that. I went back to Assassin's Creed 2, so I can beat that in anticipation of picking up Brotherhood and beating that as well, because I really love the Assassin's Creed games. And yes, that includes the first one.
Oh, no.
I actually forgot how, I almost forgot how good Assassin's Creed 2 was, because it had been so long since I played it. So I was excited to go back to it. And let's see, what else? Okay, so moving on, I also am reviewing right now EA Active 2, which is the exercise game that's out on the Wii, the PS3, and the 360. I'm actually reviewing the PS3 version. And it's actually pretty good. You have three motion controllers, basically, that you strap to yourself. One on each arm. The one on your left arm actually has a heart monitor in it. And then there's another motion controller that you strap to your leg. And basically the game tracks you when you're doing the different things that it asks you to do. And the game, you know, it seems like a more comprehensive fitness game than something like Wii Fit. It's got, a full, it starts you out with stretches to warm you up or like light, you know, shoulder rotation, stuff like that. And then you get into the workout. And then it does cool downs at the end to sort of get your muscles back where they need to be so they can heal instead of hurting for 4 days. And it works. I mean, that's probably the best compliment I can give it, is that it works. It's definitely a good workout. At one point during the there's a soccer section, and at one point in the soccer section, it asks you to do asks you to do this in a couple sections as well. The soccer one was just the one that I was playing at the time. It asks you to do kick-ups and high knees when you're kind of like running around this track. And at one point, my heart rate got up to like 170 beats a minute.
Wow!
So yeah, it was definitely a workout. But it's got some cool boxing stuff in there as well. Where it'll, you know, it's got just for instance, one of the boxing games is sparring, and you're in there with the guy, and he holds up the mitts, and you have to either jab if it asks you to jab, or you have to throw a hook if it asks you to hook. It's a really good fitness simulator. Now I've only done 2 days worth of workouts on it. So I'm gonna do that a couple more times this week and make sure nothing else changes my mind. Now there are some instances where I had the motion controller not really register what I was doing, but I haven't really determined yet whether that was the motion controller's fault or my fault, because it wants you to do it. Do whatever it's asking you to do at a very specific pace, because it's important for the workout. And if you do it too fast, it doesn't register that you're actually doing it. So you have to kind of figure out what pace it wants you to do it at, and then adjust your exercise to meet that pace. But I'm really liking it so far, and I told my wife, I said, I think it's one of those things that would actually get me to exercise, which is probably the best compliment that I can give it. And then other than that, I played, the only other game I played this week was Epic Mickey for the Wii.
Is it epic?
You know what? I'm unfortunately disappointed, in Epic Mickey. I was really looking forward to it because I think the, concept of it is fantastic. You have these forgotten Disney characters, led by Oswald the Rabbit, who live in this basically alternate kingdom. Mickey at the beginning of the game, he sneaks into, get this, Yin Sid, which is Disney backwards. get that, sneaks into his laboratory through a magic mirror and sees that the wizard had basically created this world. And Mickey starts messing around with his paintbrush and knocks over the thinner, the bottle of paint thinner, onto this this world and basically, you know, does a heck of a lot of damage. And then he hears the wizard coming, so he runs back, jumps back through the mirror, goes back to bed. Well, like months and months and years later, there. By the way, I forgot to mention when he did that, he also created this giant evil blob of paint. So months and months and years later, this giant evil blob of paint like grabs through the mirror and pulls Mickey back in. And basically, Mickey has destroyed this this world and made it a wasteland. So basically, you go around and you've got paint. Most people, I think, know the basic gist of the game. You have a magic brush, and you can shoot paint out of it, or you can shoot thinner out of it. And their big thing was that it's all about the power of choice, and that your choice makes a difference in the world. And that may have been a little overhyped. I mean, really all it does change some stuff, and, you know, it gives you different ways to go about stuff, but from a story standpoint, it doesn't really have as huge an impact, as you would kind of hope. But it does, it all opens up, you get different collectible treasures depending on what method you use to do different things. It's so the concept, you know, of going around to this world and you can either paint in areas that have been destroyed and, you know, sort of make the world fresh and, you know, rebuild it a little bit, or you can just go through and spray thinner on everything and just destroy this world basically even more just to make it to get yourself through. And it's the concept is fantastic, and the graphics for a Wii game are very good. The environments have a lot of I'm trying to think of the right word. Personality, I guess, is the right word. And you know, there's a lot of if you're a Disney nut, like if you're a real big fan of classic Disney, you're going to really love the settings and the characters and that kind of stuff, because it really is ripped straight from classic Disney animated shorts and movies. Unfortunately, you know, as good of a love letter as it is to Disney fans, it's not a very good game. And I mean, like I said, I hate to say that because the concept is fantastic. You can tell that the people who made the game really have a love for Disney. And I have a feeling if you were a huge Disney fan, you could probably overlook the flaws. But if you're just like casually a fan of Disney, or if you just like platforming games, you're going to be very disappointed.
But it's made by Warren Spector.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing about it is, Warren Spector, even Deus Ex, which is his, you know, crowning jewel, had a lot of problems. I mean, it was a phenomenal game, and it really kind of opened up the way people looked at shooters and just the way games could be played. But the problem was it had a lot of issues on its own. It was never a fantastic looking game, even when it came out. It was never the best controlling shooter on the market. But Epic Mickey kind of is the same way. It's got a lot of personality and it's got a lot of great ideas. Nothing's just really well implemented, unfortunately. The camera is terrible. I mean, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's not the worst 3D platformer camera that I've ever seen, but it's pretty bad. The controls are a little weird. Part of the reason the controls are weird is because of the camera. There is a lock-on to the enemies that the game doesn't really tell you about, but if you hold in the C button, it locks on to the nearest enemy, but it doesn't lock. Like, you still have to aim the Wii remote at the enemy to shoot at them. it locks the camera onto the enemy, but you still have to aim the Wii Remote at them to shoot them with whatever you're shooting them with. And unfortunately, the combat's just kind of boring. I mean, the combat basically boils down to, do you want to, with the random enemies that you run across, with the blotlings, which are like the paint enemies, you can either paint them, and then they turn into allies, and they'll actually help you fight the other blotlings that are around you, or you can hit them with thinner and erase them, and then they die. With the, I think they're Beetleworks, I think is what they're called. They're like the robot enemies. Those you can either paint and turn them into allies, or you, if you hit them with thinner, they'll actually, you'll start taking away their armor, and then they'll eventually, you can knock them out that way. But unfortunately, it just, the Wii Remote motion isn't very smooth. It's kind of jerky when you're trying to move the cursor across the screen and aim at the right places. The paint doesn't always necessarily go right where you want it to, especially if they're like if you're on kind of an incline or a decline and you're trying to get the paint to go to a specific area. Sometimes it'll just like basically fall right at his feet. It's a little weird. He's got a spin move like Mario Galaxy, where basically you shake the Wii Remote and he does a spin move. But unfortunately, you got to shake the Wii Remote pretty hard to get it to activate. So sometimes you kind of got to shake it a couple times to get it to go.
That's what she said.
Snap.
Looks like you're using a shake weight.
It pretty much like a shake weight, only with less sexual innuendo. Not none, by the way, but less. I mean, it's just unfortunately you've got this fantastic love letter to Disney fans. You know, it's this delicious candy coating, and instead of being wrapped around a delicious chocolate center, it's sort of wrapped around, I don't know, fruitcake. It's not very good. The gameplay isn't. It's not one that I would recommend to anybody that's not a huge Disney fan. I mean, there's a lot of cool collectibles and that kind of stuff. It kind of feels like a 64-era platformer is kind of what it feels like. It's kind of like if you took Banjo mixed with Mario Sunshine and took both those games' camera and control down a notch. And that's pretty much what you're left with from a gameplay standpoint for Epic Mickey. So, unfortunately, I can really only recommend the game to people who are either huge Disney fans, or if you're a huge fan of interesting platformers and you're used to playing games with terrible camera, I can recommend it to those people, I guess, too. But to everybody else, it's maybe a rent if you kind of like Disney games and you kind of like platformers. And it's definitely not sort of the AAA title that they kind of promised it would be. It's just not. It's a solid game that doesn't really capitalize on any of the good stuff it's got going for it. That wraps it up for my current fondling. As far as future fondling goes, I'll be playing more EA Active, obviously. I do definitely plan on playing more EVE Online. I haven't had time. And then I'm going to beat Assassin's Creed 2 this week so that I can jump into the next one, because I'm really excited to play Brotherhood. But I'm not going to... I don't even want to buy it until I finish this one.
Alrighty, then. It's a little disappointing Mickey.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go over to Mr. Whitehouse.
Hello.
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 Evening, Governor. Not a lot this week. I have unfortunately been trapped in the snow, so I got a little bit of PSP action whilst in my hotel room.
PSP.
Look at that. On Wednesday and Thursday, I played a bit of Puzzle Quest, and also they released the Pac-Man Championship Edition on the PSN, but as a minis. So it was like £3.19, and I picked that up, because I really like the DX Championship Edition, and played a bit of that, very good. But it's, I would imagine it's exactly the same as the DX, the Championship Edition that came out on the Xbox about a year or so ago. Played some more Assassin's Creed. Look out for a review on the site very shortly for that. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, that is. And, I mean, we've already talked about that at length the last few weeks. Very, very good game, worth getting. And other than that, I've kept it kind of old school. I picked up Borderlands for the 360, and I played a little bit of that. I'm enjoying it. It's quite humorous. Claptrap's a marvellous little character. And, you know, it's like Fallout without the VATS. So you got your upgrading elements and your first-person shooter and your quirky characters. So I'm enjoying that considerably. And then just to keep Drew happy, I picked up Super Street Fighter 4.
Oh, hell yeah!
Well, actually, I didn't. My girlfriend bought it for me. And I played a tiny, tiny little bit of that. And the only reason is I wanted to get some practice in for when Marvel vs. Capcom 3 hits in a few months' time. So I thought the best way to get some practice in is to pick up that and have a lot of fun with two of the new characters, Cody and... Oh, I can't pronounce the name of the other one. Begins with an I. She's a little ninja girl with funny ponytail. So, there you go. Two extremely good characters. Very much prefer the ninja girl woman because she's very fast and has some good manoeuvres. Which gets you out of trouble. But I intend to give that a good old thrashing.
I'm sorry,
at some point.
What system do you say you bought it on, John?
The 360.
Yeah, we are going to play some. I'm going to give you some pointers.
Yeah, that would probably be the case, to be fair. I picked it up on the 360 because I knew you still played it, Drew, and you had that on the 360, so I thought, well, if I do want some pointers or get some online going and get schooled in the art of street fighting, then you'd be the person to be able to do it.
I end up having to pick it up on the 360 because I've got it on the PS3, and there's really not many people for me to play. Because
gamers don't play anymore.
But, I shouldn't really say that, though, because the last couple times I've been online... playing EA Active, Maze 13 actually asked me if I wanted to play, and I haven't been able to. So I guess I shouldn't really say that, but I'd like to have it on the 360 as well, so I'd have more people to play when I actually do have time to play the game, which I hope to.
Maze also has it on the 360, just to let you know.
Oh, great. Well, then maybe I'll switch it up and get it for the 360 then. That way I can still play him and I can play everybody else too. Because right now, you know, there are times when I would like to play it, but then I jump online and there's nobody online. But then, of course, when I'm online playing something else, everybody wants to play Street Fighter.
Does anybody know if those pads are any good? The ones that came out at the same sort of time, the one with the 6 face buttons?
Absolutely. That's what I use. I use that more than I use my arcade stick.
Because they're quite cheap over here now. They're like about 15 quid. And I thought that might be an ideal way of playing. I don't know if the D-pad is any better than the controller that I've got.
It totally is. I guarantee it changed up the way I play Street Fighter.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Then I'll probably pick one of those up at some point. Because I take it that will be compatible with Marvel and versus Capcom, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
And other than that, that's it. There's nothing. It's all been a bit quiet. It's because I was stuck in. I was stuck in Dover, down on the south coast, on Wednesday and Thursday, snowed in, and couldn't get home to play anything. So.
Oh well, what are you going to play this week then? Since
well, I'm not sure. I'll probably play some more Street Fighter, some more Borderlands, and some more Brotherhood. I don't think there's anything on the horizon. The only new release that I'm interested in that we finally got this week was the Sly Collection, but that's actually on my Christmas list, and my sister's getting me that, so I'm not going to play that until after Christmas. I keep bordering on picking up Hot Pursuit, but I can't justify it. I think I might wait till Christmas and see what I get, see what sort of vouchers I get, and see if it goes down in the sales, and then pick it up.
Oh, it's so good. It's so, so good.
I did actually with one of the chain stores over here, HMV. They had it for playing on in the store because they have this little sort of playing booth where you can sort of try out a game that they've got running. And I had a little go of it today, and it does feel very much like Burnout. So I think I'm going to enjoy it when I do pick it up.
Alrighty then. Well, then I guess that just leaves me. Yay. I played a lot of stuff, even though I didn't realize I did. the first thing that happened this week was I got a Christmas present early, and I have an iPad.
Welcome to the club, my friend.
Sweet.
That thing is badass.
Yeah, awesome. Have you played Fruit Ninja?
No, I have not played Fruit Ninja. I did download a couple games, though, that I played on it, and that's why I brought it up. I know John probably doesn't know much about this, but if you see the GameStop commercials over here, they have that little rabbit 2D platformer that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I bought the game because it was 99 cents.
It features the GameStop rabbit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that existed.
I didn't either until I saw it in the back of my Game Informer. And it's funny. It's funny, like the commercials and stuff, but if you could imagine playing a platformer where your character doesn't stop moving.
No.
It's hard as shit.
Yeah, that sounds hard.
Yeah, there's a couple good games like that, actually. Run Ninja Run is another good game. It's free, I think. That's like that, where you kind of keep running the whole time, and you have to push the button to jump whenever you need to.
Yeah, and I'll like jump, and I'll realize that I made a bad jump, and then you got to start the level over. It's freaking hard. But it was only 99 cents, and it's funny, so I'll give it that. And the other game I picked up on my iPad was Rage, the id game.
Wait, that game's already out?
On the iPad it is, yes.
What the hell?
And I have to say, that is one hell of an impressive-looking game to be playing on an iPad. It's kind of the same mentality as the platformer. You're always moving. It's like a rail shooter, and then you just move the analog stick around, the virtual analog stick around, to shoot your enemies. But just visually, it's very impressive. And it was only $1.99. So I have to say, I was quite impressed. I did download Driver because it was free one day this weekend, and it's pretty good. It takes a little use getting used to play with that virtual controller. I'm still not quite the master of that. So, but yeah, actually some iPad gaming.
Definitely pick up Fruit Ninja.
All right, I'll check out Fruit. I did download the light version of Angry Birds. I haven't bought it yet. And I don't like the fact that when you have an iPad like that, you know, if it doesn't support the iPad, it's all small, and then you got to zoom in.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a pain in the ass, and the light version of Angry Birds is like that. Which there is an HD version according to the App Store.
Yeah, I think there is.
So, but I'm currently stuck in Angry Birds on my phone, and it's pissing me off.
Is that the Android version?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stuck on it too.
Well, it'll be coming to console soon anyway.
I know, but I play that level every day, and I can't beat it. It's pissing me off.
Which level is it?
It's once you get the bombs, the black bomb birds, and you have one pig who is like hidden down on the bottom of this thing, and then there's a stack of breakable blocks above him, and then there's two side stacks on each side.
Gotcha.
And I can't.
That's the one I'm stuck on.
Yeah, I can't. I can make him like have a black eye by the end of it, but I can't kill him.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they give you the three spread birds, because that does nothing. So I'm just so pissed that I can't get past that, and it kind of makes me upset because I want to see some more levels, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I still love the game. I still play it a lot. On the Wii, I reviewed Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, and it's taken
you
a
look
long.
Like you like that.
Yeah, did you? Do you think?
Yeah.
I gave it a 4 out of 10.
Awesome.
And I think I was being polite.
Wow.
I mean, that game is awful. There's a reason why Ghost Recon has not been on the Wii, and this is the reason why. It's literally a rail shooter where you basically just point and tell your guy where to go hide into cover, and then you pop out. It feels more like Time Crisis than it does Ghost Recon.
Wow.
And it's an ugly Time Crisis. The game is fugly. And then, you know, the story's like, tries to draw you in, like, oh, we're so serious military. And then they make really stupid comments that are just terrible. And that game is just awful. I don't care if you love Ghost Recon, you stay the hell away from this game.
Damn.
On the PS3, I played, I did a little old school. I'm making a PS1 collection on my PS3. So every time I have like $6 left over on my account, I always buy a PS1 game. And this week I picked up Jet Moto 2 because I loved Jet Moto back in the day. And man, that game is ugly now. Oh my god. I can't believe I used to think that was like cutting edge visuals. God bless it, that game is ugly. But it's still fun. I still enjoy it, but man, I can't get over how ugly it is. And the real reason why I booted up my PS3 is because I'm surprised nobody's played this yet. It was Dead Nation.
I want to.
I know. I didn't get a code. I did not get a code, so I'm like, screw it. I went out and got a card, and I started playing it.
Is it just on PS3?
Yeah, it's only on PSN.
Oh.
It's made by the guys that did
Super Stardust.
Yeah, Super Stardust.
Oh,
it's all. Oh, you know what the coolest thing about this game is? Is the worldwide zombie counter. Like, it has a leaderboard for each country, and it shows how many zombies each country has killed, or each area, like Japan, U.S., Canada, Russia, different places like that, and it's constantly tallying. I think when I was playing, the Americans were up. They had like 49 million killed. And the closest behind it was Canada with 35.
And how much is this game?
It's $15.
I may have to pick it up. I got it because I saw it and I was like, "Damn, this looks pretty awesome."
It is pretty awesome. It's your standard overhead twin stick shooter. You can like every couple feet during the level, you'll stop and you'll get a an upgrade station where you can spend your money. It does have some interesting zombies in it. It definitely has a rip-off of the Boomer from Left 4 Dead, because there's this big old fat thing that comes running at you, and then you shoot it, and it explodes. There are some areas of that where there are just monstrous amounts of zombies. The story is hilarious. I mean, just from the fact that when you choose your character, the dude's name is Jack McReady. I mean, come on. So, it is co-op, it is online co-op, but from what I've heard, it doesn't support voice yet, which I thought we were past this.
Yeah, no.
How do you leave something like that? It's like when they left out the online co-op from Lara Croft. It's like, come on. They have this shit standard in crappy games. How do you leave it out of a really good game? So, but yeah, it seems zombies are back again. And
no good.
If you are into overhead twin stick shooters and you like killing zombies, it's really good. It really, really is. I wish you could zoom in a little bit, but you can't really move the camera because I feel like it's a little bit far out. But you get used to it after a while. So, and it's cool to set a car alarm off and have them run over to it, and then the car explodes. You just see the zombies flying everywhere in the air. It's pretty awesome stuff.
Sweet.
And then on my 360, I played quite a bit of stuff this week. I did get two games for review, but they sent me two copies of each of them, so I passed them on. But I did try out the extra copies. The first one was SBKX, the motorcycle racing game. It's very arcadey, from playing past MotoGP games where they're very sim, where you have the front and the back brake. This is very arcadey. You can almost get, like, drifts and stuff going around corners, and you're not off-road as much, and it's just, I don't know. It didn't, you know, it's for somebody who doesn't like the realism of some of those games, it's good, but if you're looking for a sim, you might as well stick to MotoGP. And another game made by the same company that's totally not sim is a game called Nailed, and that is a MX and ATV off-road racing game. Good lord, the game moves fast, and the tracks are ridiculous. Like, you'll jump trains and jump over blimps and airplanes, and It's kind of like Hydro Thunder.
It's like the Tony Hawk of ATVs.
Yeah, except you don't do tricks. There's no trick system.
Really?
Which I found very interesting. Yeah, there's even trick races, and the only thing that gives you points for is when you do something called a milestone, which is like if you land a jump perfectly, or you knock another racer off, or you do these little things that are in the game, it gives you points for that, but there's no traditional trick system. You don't do any tricks. Hmm. The tracks are huge, like we're talking like 3 or 4 minute laps.
Wow.
So, I mean, the tracks are monstrous.
Who was this made by?
South Peak.
Oh, are they the ones that made Pure?
No. Pure was made actually by BlackRock, the same guy
BlackRock.
That did Split Second.
Right.
This
right.
Actually, wait a minute, I take that back. It's published by South Peak. It's made by Techland, the same guys that made Call of Juarez.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can imagine the guys that made Call of Juarez making a racing game. And I've come to the conclusion that Techland loves dusty trails. All their games have, like, dust and dirt and...
Isn't that a porn star?
Hmm.
Dusty Trails?
That sounds like it should be.
Sounds like a German porn star. What's up?
Dusty Trails.
God.
That was terrible.
Oh, that was pretty bad. Kill Wolverine's review and nailed. I haven't talked to him to see how he liked it. I think it's decent. It's not great. It's, you know, $60 for a hardcore, over-the-top racing game that's just, you know, mediocre. So... I'm playing Splatterhouse for review. I'm trying to get through it a little bit more. It does get monotonous and repetitive. I am still enjoying just the visceral blood and gore of it. It's definitely not worth $60, but still. My big thing this week was the new Trials HD DLC. I downloaded that, and I am almost through it. I think I have 5 more hard tracks and the 4 extreme tracks out of the 40 that were available. I do have to say that when I first started, there were a couple beginners and a couple easies. I was kind of disappointed, but once I got to some of the later mediums, it started getting really good. And the hard tracks, there's just some incredible stuff in there. I'm almost scared to start the extreme tracks because I remember pulling my hair out in Inferno for hours trying to beat those stupid tracks.
Jesus.
But I still keep playing that game. I could probably say my clock on that game is up to close to about 100 hours. I love that game. It's so much fun. I noticed it on my leaderboard, though, as I was playing it. Nobody's played the DLC. I'm number one on every list. And I'm like, come on, man. It's $5 and it's 40 tracks. You can barely get better DLC than that.
I should have picked it up when I did.
Yeah, that game is so good. And I've noticed my other little addiction that I play now when I just want to throw something in is Super Meat Boy. I bounced through about another 10 levels of that, and man, that game can get addictive, but it can get frustrating at the same time. It's just so much fun.
Have you played Super Tofu Boy yet?
No, I heard about that. That's the one that PETA released or whatever?
Yeah. No, it's... Well, it's basically... the developers made, like, they took the mickey a bit, and they made a Flash version with starring Super Tofu Boy, because Petter said, oh, it should be Super Tofu Boy, not Super Meat Boy. And he's so weak, he can't even get past the first level, because his jumps are pathetic.
Oh, that's fine. But vegans have superpowers, remember?
Yeah.
Only in Scott Pilgrim's world.
I played some more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Like John said, we've talked enough about this. If you like those kind of games, you need to go buy it. It's awesome. I think I'm like 7 hours into it, and there just seems like there's so much to do still.
It's very overwhelming in places.
It is. Kind
of, that map is very, very busy, and it's like, what do I do next? And because everything you do on there is interesting, you kind of get stuck for what to do. It's like, well, but it's... what I generally try and do is sort of pick an area and then just go through that area if I can. But it's great fun.
Oh my god, like last night I was playing and all of a sudden it told me my deposit failed because I didn't have enough banks. I'm like, ah shit, so I gotta go open like 3 banks just so I don't lose all my money.
Sounds like Civilization.
It's almost like a strategy game, but you're walking around. There's so much crap to do in that game. And I played Need for Speed Hot Pursuit a little more. Still loving that game. The game that I played the most this week, and I put 7 hours in it in 2 days, was the Maji in the Forsaken Kingdom. This game is awesome.
Yeah.
If you
Sleeper hit.
Yeah, if you and that's two for Namco Bandai. That's two. It's insane.
But neither will sell very well.
No, and what sucks is Maji is $40.
Yeah, it's cheap.
I mean, this game is so good. It's like a mix of Zelda and the good parts of Eco.
There we go.
But no, it is really, really good. I am loving that game. It also has some of the Metroid kind of ideas where, like, you'll get a power and you'll remember something you saw earlier that you can now get to. You know, that kind of backtrack mentality where it's like, oh, I remember there's a spot I can go back now that I have lightning and open these areas. And it's just so, so good. Mm. I can't get over how much I like it. I think I have... When you play the game, there's four main villains that you have to kill in order to unlock the castle gate. And I just beat my third one last night. So I'm getting close to finishing the game. I imagine it'll probably take between 12 and 15 hours to finish it.
Yeah, I started it, but I need to play it.
It's really, really good. And the last thing that I played, I can't talk too much about because I signed my little NDA, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I am playing the hell out of the DC Universe Online beta on PC right now. Okay. My PS3 code is due this past week, but it didn't show up, so I guess they're still not ready. But I'm playing it on the PC right now. I have two characters, and I love it. There's nothing greater than you'll get a transmission from Batman who tells you to go take down some scarecrow villains, you know? Oh, it's so good. And it's funny because you see all the other heroes running around the world.
I mean, can you team up with everybody and stuff?
Yeah, you can party up with people. I haven't done that yet, but you can get into groups with people and but you see them running around doing their stuff and like people will help you out and it's pretty cool. It is
now,
real.
Did you play Champions Online at all?
No, I did not. That was one I always wanted to try, but I never got a chance to.
I'm curious if it plays a little bit like that. Is it more action-y compared to like a World of Warcraft or something?
Oh yeah, it's very action-y. I want a controller so bad, but I haven't hooked up my 360 controller yet, but I'm playing it with a mouse and keyboard. It's very action-y.
Okay.
So, but I can't talk too much about what's going on in the game, but it is... I mean, you have your... You know, when you pick up a quest, you'll see your little things, okay, destroy three of this, kill five of that, blah, blah, blah. Your standard MMO mentality, but it's more action-y, and like I think one of the coolest thing was is when I was doing the mission for Batman, I climbed up to the top of a building and you could see his symbol being broadcast in the sky. It's just little things like that that make it really, really cool. So this will be the first MMO that I get super into, and I hope it plays well on the PS3 so that I can actually play it there. But I think that's it.
That's like a shit ton.
I know, and it's amazing that I got that much gaming in because I spent so much time playing Majin. I mean, like, that was my whole Friday and Saturday night was Majin, really. And I was playing the hell out of that, and I love it. I totally recommend anybody who enjoys adventure games to go pick it up. It's really good. As far as this week, even though John said it sucked, unfortunately, they're sending me a copy of Tron.
never mind, fella.
So I guess I'll dick around with that. Probably some more DC, finish up Majin and Splatterhouse for review. And I got some other stuff I got to catch up on. But I think that's it. Now that the Fond du Line is over, it's time to do some news. And I'm not going to give you a 20-second dead air this time because Wombat had to leave early. So we don't have any blah, 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 blah.
I'll do it if you want me to.
Okay, you know what? Just for the sake of interest, I'm going to let you do it, because I'm interested.
God, I don't know what to say.
Put you on the spot now, didn't I?
Yeah, I know. Well, oh, man, I'm going to butcher it. I'm sorry, Wombat. Anna! News for Gamers in this style radio program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by Dayton, Ohio, because we were just talking about it. And now here's your host, Zero tolerance.
Not bad. Not bad, my friend.
Okay, Drew, I just made your day, by the way.
Oh, really?
I just got an email from Sony that says, here's your Dead Nation code review.
Sumame a bitch, look at that.
So there you go. Since I already bought it, there you go, sir.
You will review it?
I will email that to you as soon as I get the news done.
Yeah.
All right. Murder Your Maker is a tease that Activision has been showing for a upcoming sequel that's going to be apparently unveiled at the Spike TV VGAs. It's apparently going to be Prototype 2.
What?
Yeah, because they showed an image. The latest tease showed an image of the guy from Prototype.
Oh, great.
Oh, that'll be so funny if it comes out when Infamous 2 comes out.
That's what I was going to say.
Here we go again.
Yeah. And we know which one will be better this time around as well.
Yeah, probably. Yep. Although I liked Prototype. It was fun.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Maybe I'll like Tron then. Maybe you're...
No, you won't. You won't.
EA's plan to beat Call of Duty, make a better game. Twice.
Shit.
Here's my suggestion is I don't know. A lot of people said Battlefield was better than Call of Duty, but apparently it didn't take over, you know, the Call of Duty market, so I don't know. I mean, think there's just too many.
I don't think Battlefield really tries to compete with
it Call is a different type of shooter.
Yeah,
I mean they have like, you know, the whole dynamic of exploding walls and shit, but I think, you know, they rely a lot on PC stuff, because, I mean, you know, Battlefield started off on the PC.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see Battlefield 3 come out and see if it can, you know, take a little bit more pie from Black Ops, of course. But when I first read this, I thought they were talking about Medal of Honor. I'm like, you didn't make a better game once. So, snap. There's a new video out of the PlayStation phone. It runs the Android system.
No.
And it, I don't know. Looking at it, I don't know. I mean, what was the purpose of this? Honestly,
waste money. Exactly. That's what Sony does best.
That's just. Why focus on this when you can do other stuff?
Mm. Well, it seems daft the timing, considering they're very shortly going to be announcing the PSP 2.
Yeah.
Who's going to be interested in a phone that runs a PSP 1?
I don't know, it's just so stupid. I mean, they should just pour all their freaking money into making an awesome PSP, and then maybe take a little bit of the profit margin from the DSi that's going to be coming out. Or not the DSi, but the 3DS.
I think the phone market is becoming like the Wii market. Everybody, you know, Apple did it so well, and they make so much money off of the apps that everybody wants a piece of it, so... He's like, Windows phone, Android phone, iPhone, phone. There's too many fucking phones. Players have been surveyed for Assassin's Creed 3 features, including hints at online co-op, crafting, and more.
So, online co-op might be quite interesting.
That would be pretty cool if you could, like
co-op hills.
They do the Assassin's Guild like they do in Brotherhood, and like you've got like 4 or 5 of you. And you can all do different contracts at the same time?
Yeah.
That would be cool. Video games have gotten their first Grammy nomination. Baba Yetu from Civilization 4 for nomination for Best Instrumental Arrangement Accompanying Vocalists.
In Civilization 5?
No, it says 4.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
The new Sony Bravia TV includes a built-in PlayStation 2. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is.
Think of how many more they'd sell if it was a PlayStation 3.
Well, yeah, and it would be much more expensive.
Well,
that's true.
You figure
when you're talking about those sort of TVs, you know, you're talking about a grand a pop, what's an extra couple of hundred anyway?
Well, it's only a 22-inch HD TV, and it plays DVDs, PS2, and PS1 games, and it's $315 or £200.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah,
$315, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's kind of a steal, actually.
I know, that'd be great for, like, your bedroom or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or to take away, like, for me, when I work away, taking one of those away would be quite handy.
Exactly. Valve kicks off the Team Fortress 2 beta.
Yeah, I don't get that.
A beta taking place for a 3-year-old game.
I think they're doing an update. It's an update, though, isn't it? They're changing it around a bit.
Yeah,
they're adding a few things. And like, I got the beta. I haven't even played Team Fortress 2 in so long. It's just, I don't know, like, it pissed me off. I was on Twitter. It may be in the news where they released the new patch and stuff for the free DLC for Monday Night Combat. And then, like, I read the comments. They're all talking about, well, there's no Team Fortress 2. Get off your fucking high horse, you Valve fanboys.
Oh, that's funny. Twisted Pixel announced their new game this week. It's coming in fall 2011, and it harkens back to the good old days when all you did was add a ribbon to your character. It's called Miss Splosion Man.
Sweet.
Clever.
Yeah, so I love the guys at Twisted Pixel. They're very funny guys.
They are. Yeah. They're cool as all get out.
Battlefield.
That's
Bad.
Another one I've really got to play is Comic Jumper. I've got it sitting on my hard drive. It's just getting around to it. Their games are so full of humor.
The Comic Jumper is easily their funniest game, but it's also easily their most frustrating.
Hardest.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam map is going to be unlocked by the community. Much like Battlefield 1943, DICE will allow players to work together towards unlocking an additional map.
Yep.
Apparently Xbox modder, there was a case against him. It was dropped. It got dismissed.
What, for the Kinect stuff or just a modder?
Let me see if I can skim through this. It doesn't really say. It's a modded Xbox.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody's got those.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 13 apparently nabs top honors at the 2010 PlayStation Awards.
How that is possible.
I don't either. What the hell's wrong? The PlayStation had much better games this year.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, Final Fantasy 13 was like one of the biggest duds ever.
Oh, snap.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what happened with Final Fantasy 13 Versus?
Oh, please, it's never coming out.
They're still working on it. Like, they showed some more stuff at the last Tokyo Game Show. I'm kind of looking forward to it. They say it's going to play a lot like Kingdom Hearts.
Well, you
it's
know,
more action based.
You know what's going to happen? They're gonna get a lot of people to forget about it, and then to get everybody back into it, they'll announce it for the 360 or something to get it back in the news.
Yeah,
probably.
You know, I think what's pretty pathetic is the fact that a lot of the Final Fantasy apologists will be like, "Oh, Final Fantasy 13 Versus is going to be the true Final Fantasy 13."
Yeah, because the reason it was on 360 was that, you know, that messed up. That's why Final Fantasy 13 sucked.
Yeah, because it was on 360. Everybody knows this. Come on.
Exactly. This isn't an opinion. It's a fact.
Exactly. No discussion involved.
Anyway, Dead Nation update is going to add voice chat.
Hey!
Yay! We shouldn't need a patch for things that you come in the game.
Yeah, and then when you play it, nobody's going to be talking because nobody has a friggin' mic.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. Play on the PS3, you don't ever hear anybody, except that one guy. It's like, hey, I got a Bluetooth. Anybody else?
And then they're like,
fair, that's best to be fair. I don't want to speak to anybody else.
Yeah, I don't usually either. Producer outs plans for EA Sports MMA sequel. Said it's definitely on the way.
Did it sell very well?
I guess it did decent. It didn't sell as well as they wanted it to, but it did enough, I guess, to get a sequel. Microsoft has announced their Xbox Live Arcade promotion for the holidays, and I have to say this might be my most disappointing lineup. I mean, I'm sure these games are good, don't get me wrong. We have A World of Keflings.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that.
A game called Rascals. And the puzzle game that you could get early access to, the Ilo Milo from Microsoft Game Studios.
My girlfriend's been playing that. She absolutely loves it.
Mm. I played a little bit of it. I didn't play a lot of it. I just played the trial version. But I guess you can go ahead and buy it. I guess they're all going to be 800 points. And it starts December 22nd, and each game will unlock content in each other.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Live is introducing a $10 monthly plan on January 15th. It will offer recent classics and indie titles for a flat monthly rate.
Meh.
Okay. Mm. I mean, who the hell's got a good enough connection to even do that stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Netflix works.
But I mean, playing a video game, I mean, you got to have precision doing that stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. We'll have to see how it pans out. More details on the Uncharted movie. Apparently, they will focus on Drake's extended family in the world of international art and antiquities.
Damn it, where is Wombat when you need him? I love that. I listen to that, even on that tirade of, oh, Joe Pesci.
Hey, what, am I funny looking? What? Anyway. Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, the Sanctum of Slime, is coming to XBLA, PSN, and PC next spring. It's a top-down multiplayer co-op Ghostbusters game.
Twin stick shooter.
Yep. It looks cool.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Ghostbusters arcade game back from the mid-80s, which was a top-down shooter as well.
Christmas Event 2010 is coming to PlayStation Home in Japan. 14 publishers will promote new titles and offer gifts on Christmas Day.
Oh, so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Gran Turismo 5.
You gotta be at home to do that.
Well, yeah, you gotta go to home, which is not very fun. And then you gotta be in Japan, so. Gran Turismo 5 took a sharp lead in sales in Japan, obviously. Is anybody shocked by that?
I totally am.
Nope. Apparently, in Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, there are two sets of unlockable characters to play as. Kane and Lynch, and the first set of Kane and Raziel from Legacy of Kane.
Mm.
But what's really weird is they don't change their voices.
Awesome.
So, there you go. Uwe Boll is going to be directing a Dungeon Siege sequel that does not contain the Dungeon Siege name, and it stars Dolph Lundgren.
That's got awesome road all over. What are we talking about?
Awesome.
If you can get Burt Reynolds to come back, hell yeah.
Mega Man creator Keiji Inafune, he launched a new blog and apparently wants to make new video games.
Sweet.
I thought he said his job sucked. Wait a minute.
Well, his job at Capcom sucked. They are going to be making an Inception video game, according to Chris Nolan.
Now, this is old news, isn't it?
This was just this week.
Well, I've heard that about a month ago. Because a lot of people maybe sort of likened it to something along the lines of Psychonauts.
Well, let's leave it alone, because until Tuesday, I haven't seen this movie, okay?
Yeah, I'm waiting on Blu-ray too.
Yeah, I have not seen it. It comes out Tuesday, and I'm pumped. Okay. Oh boy, Bobby Kotick's making more news. He says that the App Store, he doesn't see it as a business opportunity.
Okay.
Oh, here we go again. The Air Force has combined 1,760 PlayStation 3s into one supercomputer.
Dun, dun, dun.
And they're going to take over the world.
Yeah, there's Skynet right there.
Yep.
Skynet.
And just like everybody else, Xbox Live has decided to release a rewards program, which gives you Microsoft points for doing stuff you already do.
Right.
Such as renewing your 12-month Live Gold subscription, your first time online with the gold subscription, purchasing select marketplace content, things of that nature.
They give you points for spending points? Come on.
Yep. Hey, at least you get points for doing something you're doing anyway. Hey, why not? It kind of worked with the GameStop Powered Up Rewards program. Do you know I got a $50 gift certificate this week?
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing that too. I don't know. I mean, it's just... I find it stupid. I don't know. I really like the Old Spice challenge that they did, where if you increase your gamer score by 3,000 points in a 2-month span or something like that, you get like a free game and some other stuff.
Well, maybe they'll do promotions like that with this, where if you earn so many gamer score in a month, they'll give you some points.
Yeah.
You know, at least you can spend the points on whatever you want instead of having to get Contra.
I got Contra and I played it.
Yeah, because I won that, and guess what? I already owned it. That's why I hate these stupid competitions. They're always giving away shit I already have.
Yep.
Anyway, EA CEO believes music games will make a comeback.
You keep believing that.
Don't stop believing.
I think it's about time we stopped.
Aw, come on. Star Wars The Old Republic will not come out before April 2011.
That won't come out before April 2012.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. Gran Turismo 5 is getting a damage patch this month. So many people threw a fit over the way the damage works in the game. I guess they're gonna patch it. Two more characters for Castlevania Harmony of Despair DLC. You get Maria and Richter from Rondo of Blood. You know, it's nice to see that they're still supporting this, but who the fuck is still playing it?
I know one guy who is. Came over the other night and was talking about it, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I haven't played that in ages, and I love Castlevania. So, whatever. Deus Ex Human Revolution is getting a collector's edition. Imagine that. Why don't we start making news about games that aren't getting a collector's edition? Kairosoft is planning Game Dev Story 2 for the iPhone.
Oh, sweet!
Here's an interesting story. Well, what was that?
I said if they released it for Android, I'd play it, but they don't.
Nah, it's all iPhone. Tiger Woods needs to start winning for our partnership to make sense in the long run, according to EA.
Stop shagging.
Oh, that's funny. What are we going to have next? Vijay Singh PGA Tour 2020? Black body count designer Stuart Black has been hired on for a story-driven World War II shooter. Really?
They still making those?
I know, but it's made by the guys that made Sniper Ghost Warrior, so you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Frank West is making a Dead Rising 2 comeback in December.
Hell yeah.
So he will be returning to Dead Rising Case West next month. I'm sorry, in December, this month.
Really? Is it this month?
Yeah, it's December.
Damn.
Late adopters may help turn around declining Wii sales, according to Nintendo. What late adopters? Was there like five
everyone's
people?
Everyone's got one, didn't they?
Like five people own a Wii?
I don't know.
According to Sony, their statement last week about 4 million units of Move, they updated and said, we meant shipped, not sold. Yeah, we knew that. Mm. We knew that. Cheeky bastards. Anyway, the rumor mill is turning as Microsoft is currently working on Halo Combat Evolved Remake with 343 Studios. I thought that got debunked.
Huh.
Guess not.
Very interesting. So, would you buy the remake?
Hell yeah, if it had online multiplayer in a heartbeat.
And if it was mounted on the new engine.
Yes.
I think. There you go.
That thing will sell like fucking gangbusters, dude.
Yeah.
Just to screw us over. We can't think of anything new to do, so we'll just redo this and you'll all buy it like the bitches that you are.
That's right. That's how we roll.
Yep.
And you know what? It'll be better than half the crap that's out anyway.
Pretty much.
You know that's true. All right. EA says that buying Harmonix is, quote, like trying to catch a falling knife.
Wow.
Awesome. We all know that Uncharted 3 is coming. You would be stupid not to think that it isn't. but according to an informed source, it will be revealed at the Spike TV VGAs, and it will be reportedly set in the desert. On a horse.
Okay.
On a horse with no name.
Okay.
See what I did there?
I did.
Mm. Monster Hunter and Uniqlo collaborate on a clothing and a DLC quest. So apparently you can get clothes, and there's some new DLC coming.
Mm.
Cool.
There is a Final Fantasy trading card game coming in February.
Sweet. Is it an actual trading card game, or is it a video game trading card game?
Well, it's an actual trading card game. It's in Japan, February 25th, and it'll be published by Hobby Japan.
Hmm. And I can hardly contain my excitement.
It'll still be better than Final Fantasy 13.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
God, dear.
Wasn't that bad.
No, I don't think it was that bad.
I'm still trying to figure this out, but apparently they've announced Way of the Samurai 4. But who the fuck bought 3?
My roommate did.
This guy that makes Yakuza, this picture of him, this is the hilarious picture. He's got like
I want this picture.
He looks like he's got a pencil mustache. Dude, it's like,
maybe he used to work for the Yakuza.
And pencil eyebrows. There's your picture.
Oh boy.
But apparently they've announced Binary Domain, and it looks really generic. If anybody's seen it,
I have. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So the guy that made Yakuza is not going to go make a generic action game.
So, what are you saying? Yakuza is generic. Action game?
No. I'm saying Binary Domain is. He went from making something that a lot of people love, not myself included, but to making a generic action game. It's like you make a great, you know, diverse game like Yakuza, and then you go make a shooter. It just seems like a downgrade.
Japanese shooters usually aren't that great either.
No, they're not. Not unless they're made by, like, Shinji Mikami.
Yeah, it's like most Japanese shooters, you might as well put one arm behind your back and play it with your nose.
Like Quantum Theory? Dude, that game is awesome.
Dun, dun, dun.
Star Driver anime gets a PSP adventure.
Cool, I don't even know what Star Driver is.
I don't either.
Yeah, that makes everybody.
The picture of it looks interesting, of the anime.
Anime.
We'll have to pronounce it like anime.
Macross Frontier is returning to the PSP yet again. Yay. Now you can go to space school and things.
Now you can fly a jet thing that turns into a robot. Yay.
And I think we talk
actually,
about
it? Actually, I like it. I think appropriately.
Did we talk about Kinect and its sales? It sold 2.5 million.
Bajillion.
No, just a million.
Okay.
So, they're on track to hit their 5 million by the end of the year, which I can't say I didn't tell you.
Now, is that sold or shipped?
That's sold. Yeah, they made it abundantly clear in their press release that was sold.
I saw that coming. I mean, it was on the Oprah show, for crying out loud.
Well, I told you when I went to Best Buy, like, the week after it came out, Best Buy had a bunch of them, and then the week I went back after that, they were all gone. So, it's selling like crazy. Cave Story is now available on DSiWare. Wii owners can also try out the WiiWare release of Cave Story for free. It's called a demo. Why is that fucking news with Nintendo? Hey, look,
because chat's a news for them.
Microsoft is apparently rumoring a new television service for Xbox 360.
Okay.
Xbox Live subscribers may soon have access to cable programming on their consoles. I guess they're going to call this like the Platinum membership instead of Gold membership. EA exec claims movie game business is falling apart.
No shit.
there's a good way to remedy that, though. Yeah, actually make good movies.
Movie games,
yeah.
Whatever.
Exactly.
I think... well, there's some layoffs at Ubisoft Reflections, the guys that make Driver. Maybe if they'd made a game in the past 10 years, they wouldn't be getting laid off.
I've been working on Driver 4, or whatever the hell it is.
Whatever. Whatever. I do what I want.
I knew you were going to say that.
But I'm done with the news. That's it.
Wow. Once again, slim pickings.
Yeah, what are you going to do? It's December.
Yeah, everybody's too busy harking the bells.
Well, we're going to get some news when the VGAs come out.
God, I can't wait. I want to see who wins best performance by a human man.
As opposed to a non-human man.
Yeah.
All right, we got one question in the question thread. Uno. Sam in Seattle says, Mass Effect 2 on the PS3 will have an interactive comic at the start where the major events of the first Mass Effect are portrayed in some unique form, hopefully a creative and cool-looking comic. In the comic, players will supposedly be able to make the choices in these main events that will affect their game in Mass Effect 2, basically making the interactive comic feature a save game creator. I think this
I kind of wish the first game had that on the 360 because I deleted my save.
I think this is an awesome idea. I hope it turns out great. What do you all think? I think it's great for the PS3 owners that didn't get to play the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll have a catch up and they'll make all the important decisions that affected the Mass Effect 2 when when you loaded up your save. So it's a good way of doing it. You know, no doubt the Xbox fanboys will be, well, you didn't get to play it, did you? But, you know. Hey ho.
I hope they sound like that.
Yeah, they do sound like that. We're the ones that ruined Final Fantasy for you.
Final Fantasy. He says, on topic with Mass Effect, I've wanted to start the series for so long but kept getting held back from buying a 360 due to this pain in the ass I like to call life. Eventually, I hope to get a 360 and play the first Mass Effect, which I already own because I want to play it so bad, even though I don't own a 360 yet. I'll pick up the sequel on PS3 so I can experience everything and have more insight as to how the PS3 version handles the events of the first Mass Effect. Will any of you be getting ME2 on the PS3? It's weird imagining having one game on one console and the sequel on another, but I've kind of gotten used to the idea and now I'm excited for it. Party on.
I did that with Dead Rising. Yeah. I did Rising obviously on 360 and I picked up 2 on PS3.
Well, I have no interest in playing ME2 on the PS3 because it's not going to have anything new, but I wouldn't do that for Mass Effect just because of the save carryover. Yeah, I might still be able to put all my characters in through an interactive comic, but why would I want to waste my time when I can just transfer my save? And I got to experience it.
Oh my god.
Oh, don't tell me you wouldn't do the same.
I'm considering buying it for the PS3.
Why? You already beat it.
I know, but I don't know. I'd like to go through it again.
Well, then play it again.
Maybe this time have everybody survive.
Hey, then play it again on the one you already own. Don't spend $60.
I don't own it. My roommate owns it.
Well, that's not my fault. You should have owned it. It was a great game.
I bought Tatsunoko versus Capcom that day instead of Mass Effect.
I know. You made a big thing on Twitter about it.
I did. I made everybody know. I went to midnight launch of Mass Effect 2 to get Tatsunoko versus Capcom, and I'm proud of it.
Awesome.
Well, I'm glad you contributed to the 5 sales of that game, because they put it on the Wii.
And it doesn't matter. Still a great game.
Well, I never said it wasn't. But maybe next time Capcom will learn to put it on a real system.
I think they learned their lesson.
Anyway, now I have the Twitters. The tweets. Lorio the Oreo says, with lots of games being zombified now, what game would you like to be zombified the most? What about the least?
I'd have to say, to be zombified, I think... I don't know, maybe Red Dead, that'd be pretty good. Or maybe Call of Duty, that might be quite good as well. Oh, hang on.
Dude.
Left
4
Dead.
Left 4 Dead, yeah, Zombify Left 4 Dead, that's a good idea.
Harry Potter Lego.
You know what, that's how Tony Hawk's... that's how Tony Hawk's gonna make a comeback. Zombie Hawk's Pro Skater.
That's it, yeah.
And every time you bail, you lose a body part.
Zombie Pokemon.
Zombie Pokemon, dude, that would scare children. Nintendo would.
That would be genius, dude.
I think it would be friggin' awesome.
Yeah, it would be friggin' awesome. Hey, I think I know which game I'd like to be zombified. Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
What about least? What game do you want least zombified?
Call of Duty. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Civilization.
You don't want to zombify that.
No.
Okay, Sam in Seattle says, did I mention that I got Red Dead Redemption, Final Fantasy XIII, and Dragon Age Ultimate Edition for $80?
You did.
I'd say sweet. Black Friday was worth it.
I say you got a lot of catching up to do in the next month.
Dude, you just bought three of the longest fucking games from 2010.
Yeah.
Mega Monkey says, are there any big games coming soon that I should save my money for, or should I buy three XBLA games and get 400 points back? I've got $45.
I'd say drop that $45 on a pre-order on Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
There we go.
Yep.
I would say either that or Dead Space 2.
Yeah, when is that?
That is January 25th.
Wow.
So yeah, January and February are going to own your soul, by the way.
Oh, good.
So, enjoy December while it's slow.
Yeah, I'm going to be reviewing a lot of games.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
We got Follow Friday from DizLowboy916, and then Lunachick84 retweeted his Follow Friday with the exact same people. Okay.
Oh, okay. Was she one of the people that was in the Follow Friday?
Yes.
There you go.
So, interesting. Dylan MMC says, the other day I accidentally bought a Diet Cherry Dr. Pepper instead of Diet Dr. Pepper. Worst mistake of my life.
You really? Have Cherry Dr. Pepper?
It's not bad.
You know what? You know what the worst mistake of your life should be? The fact that you purposely tried to buy a diet soda. God, I hate that. That stuff tastes like ass. I can't drink it.
I mean, is he American?
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind. See, if you're in America, we're supposed to be fat. That's America.
That's how we live. That's why we eat Five Guy burgers every week.
Hell yeah. We invented diabetes. Come on.
It's your goddamn right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep that accent going there. What's up?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Jerkstore81 says, if you were tasked to save the world and had to team up with a villain from a video game to do it, what villain would you choose?
Lazarevich.
Who?
Bad guy out of Uncharted 2.
Okay.
Mean motherfucker.
Yeah, he's the hardest fucking boss I've ever fought on hard.
I'd team up with Bowser just because that motherfucker steals everybody.
Yeah, but he sucks at it.
Yeah, he does suck at it. He has to keep doing it. But, you know, that means I'd have lots of sequels.
Oh, man.
I know who I would team up with. Sephiroth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Think about it.
He could do supernovas, man.
Whatever. He can also die.
Okay, well, how about mine? It may be a comic book guy, but he's been in video games.
What's that?
Magneto.
Sweet.
That's
let's
take over the world by bending poles. Whatever.
Dude, okay. Have you read Marvel Zombies?
No, I haven't read Marvel Zombies.
You need to read that.
I stay away from the zombie shit. God, make it go away.
It's not bad. It's like a parody of everybody's persona.
Anyway. Lieutenant Renji says, hey guys, spice up the show with some cream friche. Right, Zero? Keep up the shizzle. Am I the only one that gets that cream friche?
Don't get it.
I don't get it.
You need to watch the season finale of South Park.
Okay. No chance of that.
You don't like South Park?
I used to. Not anymore.
Oh, dude. That episode.
I like South Park. I just haven't watched any of them.
Dude, that episode
I stopped watching it.
That episode is great because they make fun of the shake weight.
Oh, good.
You know that's going to be good. And then Stan's dad becomes a cook, and he puts cream friche in everything. So he just keeps walking around going, where's my cream friche? It's so funny. Anyway, Muggsy333 says, now that the year is almost over, what is your biggest disappointment of the year in video games?
Hang on, I will tell you what Gambus's will be.
Final Fantasy 13.
God, yep. Don't let... Really? God.
Oh, man.
I mean, I
enjoyed
it. I'll say this. If it was like Magna Carta Part 5, I would have said it was awesome, but not as a Final Fantasy game. I mean, it looked great. I'll give it that. The graphics were off the hook for that game. It's just... the gameplay was also pretty good as well, but it lacked that, how should I say, that heart of Final Fantasy.
Now, you know, I'm going to make Drew cry here, but my biggest disappointment of the year was probably Dead Rising 2.
I mean, I could see that. I mean, you know, I love the game. That's just me. I mean, you know. But I could definitely see how a lot of people said, wow, this, they fucked up. Because, I mean, it's Dead Rising 1's mechanics, but then a slightly prettier game.
Yeah, I was disappointed because I played the first one a lot, and I was hoping the sequel would kind of fix all the stuff that I hated, and it didn't. I got upset with that. I mean, I still like the game, but that was probably my biggest disappointment. Because it's like, you know, I could say like Fallout was, but I wasn't expecting that to be good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm debating whether Fallout may be one of my biggest disappointments, but I don't think it is, because there was... My biggest disappointment is obviously Alpha Protocol.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty disappointing.
Yeah, that was very disappointing.
I had the game freaking paid off last year when they said it was going to be released in October. I was psyched about that game, because, you know, I like Mass Effect, and I'm a fan of it, but, you know, if you take Mass Effect and put it into, like, spy genre with James Bond stuff, I'm a huge James Bond fan. I was like, dude, that's going to be fucking awesome. And I played it. God. I was like, I'm so glad I didn't buy this game.
Yeah, I have another... I had it and then I lost it. I had another disappointment, but I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, Alien vs. Predator. I know a lot of people didn't expect it to be good, but... I kind of expected it to at least be fun, and it wasn't. So I was very disappointed in that. What about you, John?
Oh, I don't know. I was disappointed with Tron Evolution, although I shouldn't have been, because it's a video game of a movie. I don't know. I agree with Drew and Alpha Protocol. That, on paper, looks... amazing. It just wasn't in practice, unfortunately.
It looks good on paper until you see the letterhead that says "Made by Obsidian."
Yes, I just can't.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I would say probably Alpha Protocol. The Alien versus Predators. I wasn't ever expecting that to be any good. To be fair, and most of the things I've been looking forward to have been stand-up, really. I suppose maybe the fact that Little Big Planet 2 got delayed a couple of months, that was a bit of a disappointment, because that would have been out by now, but it's only for the benefit of the game, so...
Alrighty. Key134 says, I got Sonic Colors for the DS for 18 quid this week, and it is...
8 quid! Yay!
And it's really good. Would recommend it to all DS owners and Sonic fans. You know, I was supposed to get that for review for the Wii, and I was actually excited about it, but I continue to get excited about Sonic games because everybody's like, oh, this is better than the last, but when you're better than shit, it doesn't really matter.
So what is Sonic Colors? What kind of game is it?
I think it's a standard Sonic game, but it's for DS and Wii only. But I have heard that it is good on both of them, actually, so I'm still interested to play it.
I might have to have a
DS version is better than the Wii version.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. That doesn't take a whole lot. Most DS games are better than Wii games.
No.
Anyway.
This is true.
Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, been playing Assassin's Creed 2, and I love it, but I must say, fuck those damn picture wheel puzzles. Fuck them to hell.
That is the only thing that bugs me about those, and unfortunately they make a reappearance in Brotherhood. Those things would drive you crazy. I had to do some of them.
Pain in my ass. And the last tweet that I have comes from Tortellini1. He says, I hope you guys have a great show. I got Pac-Man Championship Edition DX, and it is pure awesome.
Yes. I cannot stress that enough.
I know,
that's
brother.
That's what it is.
Everybody sounded like they were having an orgasm. What's going on?
Be like, oh, yeah.
Somebody like I said, I can multitask during podcasting.
Multitask your email.
Oh, snap.
That's right. I did it.
Hang on a sec. I want to check, see if we got any iTunes reviews.
Oh, good. Well, Gambus, while he's doing that, do you have your shouts? Because you weren't here last week, so I had to, like, half-ass shout him.
Well, I'll give a shout-out to Front Towards Gamer podcast, the Pink and Deadly podcast, the Red Sun Gamer podcast, and the Major Spoilers podcast. It's a really cool show. They don't really talk about video games, but they talk about comic books, and it's very entertaining.
All right.
We got one review, a new one.
Oh, good. Is it good or bad?
It's good.
Sweet.
I like
it. We love good reviews.
Yes.
We love bad ones even bad.
Yeah, we do. It's 4 stars. It's a great show. It's by, okay, X10A Strike.
What?
X, the number 10, and A, and then strike. So that may mean something. It may not. I don't know.
Cool.
But it says, I really like the way these guys gel. The reviews are pretty in-depth and informative. I also like their current and future fondling segments. It's like talking to someone I actually know. They're pretty funny, too. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks.
I'm always impressed when people think we're funny.
No.
Yeah. Because we truly aren't.
We think we're funny to each other, but that's about it. Anyway. Yeah.
So please leave us more iTunes reviews.
Yes, those are fun.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
We're getting up there, too. We're getting close to 100, aren't we?
Yeah.
Bam. I didn't even know we had that many listeners.
I thought we had 2.
Yeah. I thought we had at least 6.
Well, Gambus, you don't count, so that's only 5.
Oh.
I don't have anything else.
You got no fire.
I got no matches. Corbin, my man.
Corbin, Dallas. No
fire. Well, I take it we're coming up to the last few shows of the year.
Yes, we are. We are coming up to the last few shows. Somebody asked me today when we were doing the game of the year, and I said it would either be the last week of December or the first week of January, so... There you go.
Sweet.
Oh, that's not good.
Why not?
I might not be able to do it.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because as from the after the show that we do on the 19th of December, I'm going to be away at my girlfriend's parents, and their internet sucks ass. Properly. It's meant to be broadband, but it's like dial-up. And we're there for 2 weeks, so that counts out both the last Sunday of December and the last first Sunday of January.
Well, we'll see how it goes. We will see what happens when we can get everybody on the show to do, because that's pretty much the whole show. We're going to be recapping the year, going through all of our favorite games. Everybody will have to make lists.
Will you be checking it twice?
There'll be homework.
Oh, damn it.
Like, I don't even know if we'll do a show on the 26th. I guess it just depends. I mean, that's the day after Christmas.
That's Boxing Day.
What?
I'm going to be either hungover or I'm going to be too fat. I cannot move.
What? Why do you call it Boxing Day?
Fight, man.
Because that's what
Come
it's
on.
Called.
What does it mean?
There are speculations as to what it means. I don't think anyone truly knows, but it's always been called Boxing Day. Some people say it's because it's the day after Christmas and people are packing away the boxes from the presents. Some people believe it's because in the olden days it used to be a big day for boxing, the sport, but I don't think actually anyone really does know why it's called Boxing Day, but it's always been called Boxing Day.
Interesting.
Yeah, what are you doing Boxing Day?
It's like a shopping day, isn't it?
The shops do open. They didn't used to in the olden days, but now, you know, commercialism at its best. They open for 6 hours on Boxing Day to sell you their wares and get you to part with your Christmas cash. But most of the time, I spend Boxing Day in my jeans with the top button undone, belching, farting, and falling asleep.
Dude, that's how I spend every day.
Every day is Boxing Day.
Every day of the week that ends in day.
Al Bundy Day, apparently.
That's how I spend every day that ends in the word day. So, there you go. But I think that's it. I think that's all we have. Make sure you tune in, even though we don't really have anything left to play for the year.
I've got plenty to play.
Nothing new.
I may. I don't know. No, I don't need to spend any more money. God.
But let the snow fall. Yeah, I'm just killing dead air, Gambus. You want to end this?
Sure. Let me put this podcast out of its misery.
Put it to bed.
Alrighty then. And it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast. Are you good?
It's me, Mario.
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
I always live in angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.